This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Wednesday, the 24th of June, so what do we have? A week from today is the first day of July, right? So we'll be officially at the halfway point, and tomorrow, this is Christmas Eve, 6 months from now, right? So we're six months.
That's nuts. this year's already sped by.
Yeah. This year's a wash, so...
In many ways, you're correct about that. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJB program, as is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has an update on Bubba. All right, so is Bubba these days.
Yeah, this story, always kind of a weird one. And remember we laughed and I said, maybe that noose that was left there, maybe it was by mistake. And we all sort of went, no, how do you leave a noose by mistake? Well, apparently, according to FBI investigators who use camera footage, they said that this was actually a garage pull that was left in Talladega at the Speedway. It was a garage pull that was left and done in 2019. It was like a rope put on a garage door, so it wasn't.
It was a rope that's tied. Yeah, I saw the pictures on TMZ. It's a rope that's tied to look like a noose, but it's not meant to be a noose. But it allows you to pull the garage door physically down, so because it's like a loop. So you put your hand in and you pull the garage door down with it.
Yeah. So what are we?
Are you following?
He got into his jacket.
Apparently, it's been in that garage.
It's been in the garage since 2019. The FBI had 15 investigators who went through the scene, looked at security camera footage, and no one put the noose on the door to send a message to Bubba Wallace. This was something that was there before.
So
well, what?
Why didn't anybody notice it before? Or what's the? This is made up. This is trumped up.
Know.
Is that kind
well,
of?
Well, keep in mind that Talladega was closed for coronavirus. The season could be one of the first times that drivers were back. And I think also it's not that people would notice it if they thought it was a garage pull. I think that maybe because of the heightened sensitivity to things that are going on, the crew of Bubba Wallace saw this, thought it was a noose, or maybe they blew.
Go ahead.
I hate to say they had bad intentions because I don't know that that's to be true. But certainly this got really blown up, so much so that yesterday, before it was revealed that it wasn't a noose, Bubba Wallace was on The View talking about how people who said that this was a fake, that they're, you know, all dumb and idiots and racists. We need to report these stories as they come out. I think we cover them as they come out. But certainly the amount of emotion that's being pushed behind these stories until the real facts come out, we need to tamp that down a bit. Everybody went nuts about the fact that a noose was left for the only black driver in NASCAR, and everybody played on the stereotype that NASCAR fans are racist. And so this story blew up. Well, it turns out that it wasn't what we thought it was. Okay, so do
that
we get those headlines
case,
back?
Isn't it, huh?
Yeah, and I think we just need to make sure that we're waiting for all the facts to come out. It's sort of like, and I know there's probably disagreement here, but like in the death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, the facts kind of needed to come out a little bit before people started burning down Wendy's. Whether or not you think it was an appropriate action by the police or not, this was not the cut and dry case that we saw with George Floyd. There were other things that were going on. Weapons were stolen, and people just let their emotions get a hold of them before we actually learned all of the things that happened around it. And so I guess what I say is, in bringing this up, is not to go, ha-ha, NASCAR fans aren't racist. My point is this. We're all a little tweaked right now, and everybody needs to just relax, come back down to just try to find center at some point, you know, and let's have a rational conversation based in facts. We now know the facts are that this was not a noose left for Bubba Wallace, even though he insists that people are questioning his integrity. I don't think people were in on the other side of the aisle. People are calling him Jesse Smollett. I don't think he is. I think everybody's very sensitive right now, and so they thought they saw a noose, so they went to everybody and said it was a noose. Okay, well, it wasn't. So let's back off of those claims. Let's not call him Jussie Smollett. Let's just take a deep breath and celebrate the fact that no one left this guy a noose and that people are not maybe as bad as we think they are, even though sometimes we try to paint them in that way.
That yeah, is that's the good news, point. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think that...
It seems like no one wants to celebrate that, which is really irritating. Like, hey, no one left this guy a noose. Yay, that should be the headline. But instead, it's like, it's not. It's weird.
Well, I'm happy that it's not the bad... I'm very happy that it's not what we thought. But I understand. I think I also read that this was the first time that Bubba's team had been in that specific garage. So if you imagine, you know, the course gets reopened, you go to load your stuff into that garage, and you see what... I mean, I've seen the pictures. It clearly looks like a noose. In the context of it being a pull for the garage door, it makes sense. But when you open the garage door, I can imagine if you are on the crew, I don't think Bubba was the first one to see this. The crew did. They open the door and they see what looks like a noose, and the black, you know, the only black driver in NASCAR is about to load his stuff into that bay. I can see how you would put two and two together. And yeah. I'm happy that two and two this time was, you know, five.
To a conclusion that's incorrect.
Yeah, but it's also based on a stereotype that NASCAR fans are racist and that NASCAR as a sport is racist, and that's unfair, and it's unfortunate. You know, there are stereotypes existing for everyone. Right now we're focusing on stereotypes for blacks and for people of color in this country. We also need to realize there are stereotypes on the other side that don't always live up to be true.
Yep, you're right. That's a good point. I noticed that according to some of the surveys around, ladies, that many younger people still want Elizabeth Warren to be on the ticket with Joe Biden. How is his search for, is there any scuttlebutt, any rumors? What do we have? Somebody suggested Mayor Garcetti ought to be running maybe.
He's a man. Yeah. A white
right.
man.
Who
sure.
said that?
All right, so what about who is going to be in the hot seat here? I still think it's going to be somebody nobody knows is going to come out of. Like
well, there's a new person that's on the list, and it is someone that not many people know, and that's because she's very inactive in Congress, and that is Karen Bass, who is a congresswoman from L.A. It was just revealed last night that she's actually, I guess, being vetted by the team as well to be put on that short list.
She's from L.A.?
She's at, like, from Agoura Hills, that area, like Westlake. So uh-huh. It's L.A. and Ventura County combined.
Right.
I've been very underwhelmed, to be honest. I follow local politics very closely, and I was unaware of who she was until a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So she stays very much under the radar, and she has been getting more high-profile coverage as of the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. She's been more taking more of a leadership position in Congress, but it's been slow coming. Antonio Sabato Jr. ran against her, actually, if you guys remember that race from 2 years ago. So, I don't know. I can't see that she brings a lot to the ticket.
No, she doesn't bring anything to the ticket. Bill Cosby is in court again today, right? The Supreme Court in Pennsylvania? Is that today?
Not today. It's just they agreed to take his appeal.
Ah, okay. So when do they hear the appeal?
It's not soon, but it's on the docket.
Uh-huh. Is he on house arrest for the rest of his life? Is that... I forget now because so much stuff has happened.
He's in jail.
What?
He's not home.
I thought he's in jail. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was under house arrest.
He tried to get released, but no.
Yeah. Oh. Nope. The bill that's going through Congress that would reform police is stuck. Is it stuck because of the usual dueling at the OK Corral with the Republicans and Democrats? Where is it in the process? Ladies, you know what? Where
well,
we
the bill
are
that's
with
actually
it.
Ready for a vote this week is Tim Scott's bill, and that'll be voted on in the Senate and then hit sent to the House. But Chuck Schumer has indicated that he won't recommend Democrats support this bill. There's a bill also that's being formulated in the House, but the House isn't back in session, so they haven't done anything really meaningful on it other than just talk about it.
Mm-hmm. How far are you from the Rose Bowl? I forget. You're not that far from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena,
20
right?
20 minutes.
Yeah. You're going to go to the movies there? They're going to have driving...
I might.
Movies have.
I'd
go
cool.
by. Yeah, I went by. There's an old. I was in Worcester yesterday in the old Ledgemere Drive-In. It's there. It's all grown up in trees now. It's for sale. There's 74 acres there. They want a lot of money for it. I would think somebody could go in there pretty quickly, clear the trees out, fix up a screen. There's lots of land, and I'm surprised
could
with all the.
Could you drive in on your farm?
Would I? At this point, no. Next year, maybe, but there's too much going on this year. That
we tried.
Doesn't fit. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right, Victoria. It did. We'll try it again next year.
There's still some people licking their wounds. We tried.
I apologize for that.
No. I just mean they're just very bummed because they just really
it would have been great. I'm one of
here.
Them, yeah. frankly. Yeah, I wanted to do it, but it doesn't fit into the plans at the moment. There's a casino in Vegas that wants to emphasize how important it is for you when you go into the casino to wear masks. I would think this would be a good selling point. If you go in with a mask on, you get $20. Is that in shit or is it cash? How do you, when you go, which place is this, Jennifer? Do you know?
It's Caesars. So Caesars. It's a Caesars property. And I'm not sure if they give it to you in chips. I was under the impression they give you $20. So whether that's in gambling money or not, I don't know. You get $20, though. And that's, they just randomly go around. If you're in a mask, they just hand you the cash.
So how, because the close quarters in the casino, how do you deal with the virus in that circumstance? And everybody's right on top of each other. Even if you're wearing a mask, there's no social or personal distancing being exercised in that circumstance, right?
They're trying to social distance at the slot machines, and I think there are certain rules for the tables. Yeah, they're trying to space people out.
What, you use every other machine?
I think so.
Of tape?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shut them down.
Yep.
Yeah, really? Not interesting.
But for the tables, that's really hard.
Like going into the men's room, you stop along the turnpike and you're on your way somewhere, every other sink has a piece of tape across it. Every other John has a stall locked on it. Every other urinal has a big bag in it to keep you from going. I find it amusing, actually. But it's effective. Keeps people separated, which is the whole idea here. It's time for us now to think about how you take care of that excess weight you put on during the last 3 months. From March till now, you ate your way, not necessarily to good health, but to feeling better because of the realities of the virus. And if you're thinking about going on a diet and you're not quite sure if Calitrin is right for you, you might be interested in going. You can go Facebook to facebook.com/Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, or you can go to toploss.com and you can talk to somebody. There are team members there who can help explain how Calitrin works. You got any questions? You want help to decide whether or not this is good in liquid form or capsule form right for you? Then go to Calitrin.com or Facebook.com/Calitrin and ask some questions. I think you'll find you've listened to me talk about this now for 3 or 4 years, how it is the perfect natural way for you to lose the weight. And I thought that this is a good addendum to the message. Go, you know, anybody who's got, I think this is the practical way. I've always believed advertising should be image building. You get people to have an idea. Yeah, we want you to use the product. Yeah, it's a product that works. But sometimes it takes more. And frankly, the way a lot of these infomercials work, where you click on the clickbait and they go on and on and on. Have you ever done that, Victoria? Go watch one of those things. It goes like for 40 minutes. All right, already. I want to buy the product. Then there's no way to do it. You got to sit through all that dribble in order to buy it. That's not the case at Calitrin. It's an individual Q&A session that you can have with one of the people that's on the staff there. So take advantage of that. Calitrin is the all-natural way to lose weight, the best way to do it. And you got the BOGO offer going on right now. Buy three and get three free. You also get free shipping using the DJV code. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Face. 23 after music time. In this hour of the DJD program, Victoria and Doug and you with the music of the Zac Brown Band. Now they are set, apparently, Victoria, to kick off next weekend, the 4th of July weekend, with a free live stream performance benefiting Zac's nonprofit Passion Project Camp Southern Ground and its veteran support programs. It'll be on the 3rd at 8 o'clock Eastern, called 4th with the Family. Features a brand new acoustic set honoring veterans. Show supposed to raise awareness and funds for Camp Southern. The two warrior programs, Warrior Week, Warrior Path, which care for the health and well-being of veterans while providing the support in their transition to life after having worn a uniform. Zac Brown said, quote, "We are so proud to present this live stream. Not only do we have the opportunity to perform for our fans for the first time in a while, but more importantly, we can raise crucial funds that support the mental health, the well-being of our veterans." He founded Camp Southern Ground and also said, "Men and women who have served deserve our deepest gratitude. We invite you to celebrate and support them through music and community." So, Fourth with the Family being presented in partnership with LiveX Live, which will actually distribute the show across its own site and apps and social channels, as well as Zac Brown Band's YouTube and Facebook channel. So that's set for the 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, take that in. A lot of people probably watch that, Victoria, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. And especially since the money goes to such a good cause.
Yep.
We know veterans, as we talk about it all the time, have just not been treated the way they deserve, and a lot of private nonprofits have stepped up.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of private nonprofits are doing great work.
All right, next up, Deadhead time. Grateful Dead releasing a line of vegan deodorant. Anybody who goes to a Dead concert knows anybody that's there needs one of these vegan deodorant sticks. So what does it smell like, though?
I think they have different kinds.
Really?
Yeah, so the vegan deodorant, which this actually sounds really interesting. It has if you're a Deadhead, it has the iconic Thunderbolt on the packaging. And then it has five different scents. Skull and Roses, which is a lavender rose scent. Sunshine is blood orange and bergamot. And Working Man's is cedar wood and juniper, and timber is Douglas fir and sage, and then they also have unscented. I think those scent, that's a good line, actually.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting because most of the people in the concert, the Deadhead concerts, are not the closest to a bathtub in a general sense.
I feel like the original Deadheads, you're correct, but the new Deadheads, like I have friends who are into Dead & Co. with John Mayer and stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's
deodorant is something that they wear.
Grateful Dead formed in 1965 in San Francisco, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Jerry Garcia is still dead. They disbanded. The remaining members of the band have been doing individual work and reunion concerts from time to time there. But it's an interesting, it really is, it's an interesting group. That's for sure. All right, next up, Barcelona's Gran Tita finally reopened Monday after months of inactivity because of the virus. Audience of 2,292 people. Not people, but plants. A string quartet performed Puccini's Crista Temi. Is that how you pronounce it?
Close enough.
That's anyway. This is all plants. The opera house goes back to 1847, teamed up with the conceptual artist Eugenio Ampudia for the event. The plants were brought in from local nurseries, donated to healthcare professionals after the performance. After a strange, painful period, the creator of the artistic director there gave us a different perspective for our return to activity, come up with some plants. So they got all those plants.
The visual of this, it's a beautiful theater.
Is it?
And so the visual of it, of just playing to all this greenery inside, it was gorgeous. It was a really cool idea.
Sounds like a head trip, and a good meditative head trip at that.
It's better than seeing just empty seats. So instead of empty seats, you just saw all the greenery. It was really beautiful.
Right. Yeah, and they would respond to the music, by the way. Plants respond to noise. I don't know if you knew that.
That was the whole point, it's based on the book, The Secret Life of Plants.
Yep, there you go. See, Uncle Dougie knew that. 28 mm-hmm. after the hour.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several states holding primary balloting yesterday, and there appears to be a big upset brewing in a New York State Democratic primary as 16-term Congressman Elliot Engel appears to be way behind progressive newcomer Jamal Brown. In another high-profile New York Democratic primary, first-term Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, took about 80% of the vote. Major League Baseball will be played this year. The league has announced a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th without fans in the stands. Some fans in New York City say even if they have to just watch on TV, they're excited about baseball's return.
Great to hear that baseball is back. We want to enjoy our summer watching games here in Yankee Stadium.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Facing the world one moment at a time. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here, working our way through this, the second half hour of this hour of the Wednesday program. Steve Bing and Jerry Garcia have something in common, Victoria, right?
That is correct. They are both still deceased.
Yes, they are. Still dead. A little more info on Steve Bing. For those of you who don't know the story, a well-to-do Angelian, who was pretty visible in L.A. in many different circles, decided to end it all earlier this week. What more do we know about that? Why? The wherefore of it? He jumped off the 26th floor of the building, but wow.
Yeah, it seemed like statement. A lot of people at first were really wondering what was going on with Steve Bing. He was a fairly well-known producer. He was really more of a real estate tycoon. He had about a $600 million fortune, and he had invested in a lot of movies. Some were a hit, like Tom Hanks, his movie The Polar Express.
Yeah.
He was a big producer in that. He also had a lot of flops and lost a lot of money. And apparently, part of the reason that he decided to jump off of his building from the 27th floor is because he had blown through much of his $600 million fortune. He apparently also had been... He went public not that long ago that he was diagnosed bipolar. I don't know if he was being treated for it. He also, I guess, had some other mental illness that close friends were saying that they were not surprised, even though they were devastated by his death, but that they weren't that surprised. They said, one of the friends who is talking about it said that, you know, he had gone through a really dark time for a long, mm-hmm. for many years, and yeah. part of that was because he didn't know he was bipolar.
Yeah.
And so that led to drug use, and when you have mental illness and you don't really know the source of it, and then you turn to drugs for escaping what's going on with your mental health, then obviously that's never going to be a great outcome. And so they said that he would disappear for long periods of time. He didn't have a strong, he has kids, he didn't have a strong relationship with his kids. He was kind of sad about that. He has mm-hmm. an 18-year-old son, Damian Hurley, with Elizabeth Hurley. And so, you know, he financially supported Damian. I don't know how much of a real relationship they had together. And friends were saying that that was something that kind of bothered him, that he was really just alone. And he recently sold his jet, he sold his home, and he had the apartment that he jumped off that balcony there. And that was the only thing left, but he had pretty much sold everything off. So people didn't realize it at the time, but he may have been planning this for a while.
Yeah. Well, tough stuff, man. Mental illness, you got to be as in tune with your mental health as you are with your physical health and well-being. You go to church, you have spiritual practices, whatever it is that keeps the spirit side of things tuned up. Well, you need the same kind of tune-up for your mental capacities and the same kind of tune-up for your physical capacities as well. It all goes together. One, two, three. At least it does in my life. I think it makes nothing but sense and getting help. I think you bring up a good point, Victoria. Understanding, realizing that you have a problem is number one. And people like that who have a lot of money and people are friends with them because they have a lot of money, they don't tell them the truth. They don't tell them they're not surrounded with people who tell them the real story. They'll, you know, pat them on the back, be phony friends, mm-hmm. and people don't benefit. And so he ends up being alone. And who knows how many people, because he lost a lot of his money, his fortune, how many people just disassociated with him because of that. There are plenty of phonies around that go up that street. So anyway, it's always too bad. But you hear more and more. The value of that story is, as you stated, and I think I just underscored, to take stock of your mental well-being. If you don't feel well physically, you go to somebody who can help you get answers so you can feel better physically. If you don't feel well mentally or emotionally, then you go find somebody that can help you feel better emotionally, and you know, that it goes on and on. But
yeah.
It's such a shame. There are so many good professionals around, so many good people that can help you. It's just too bad. At any rate, I have in front of me something that I just noticed. It's a posting on Facebook, but it has real value, especially in this era where we're trying to figure out what to do. Is it our desire to have a vaccine? Is that going to be the end-all and the be-all to get rid of the problem of the Chinese government virus? What happens when you take, and who knows what they're going to come up with, you know, you look at this virus now, it sticks to stuff, and you think about whether you, your children, your partner, your parents, whoever it is that you're careful about, you're close to, make no mistake about it. This, and the cynic in me thinks that there was collusion between Big Pharma and the Chinese government in part because all of the pharmaceutical companies are there and the Chinese government wants to screw up the world. So is it beyond belief to think that this could perhaps be some collusion? But Big Pharma now is going to make a lot of money with a vaccine. I don't trust a lot of this stuff.
I kind of believe anything at this point. I think anything's a possibility.
Yeah. So if the government imposes a vaccine on us, or by creating the fear that they have, you see, I've been onto this from the beginning. I asked the question at the very beginning about what are we weighing here? 100,000, couple hundred thousand, don't take those numbers lightly, people dying because of this, but there certainly have been other examples of other things at other times that have taken more of a toll on society than this has, and we haven't put them into the same category, basically stop the world and want to get off. And so is that part of the designation here, Victoria? You get big pharma to make lots of money with a vaccine. You slow down the economies of the world so it makes it easier for you to create chaos and ultimately take over because that's your desire. I'm talking about the Chinese government. And so here we go, around and around and around and around, creating a crime against your body, against your, you know, you have a right to live as you will, but I'm going to tell you, people are going to get cowed into doing this, and I think it isn't right. I mean, I'm not going to have a shot. I don't want a shot. I don't need a shot, I don't think. And so, people can make their own decision up. But there, as I said to you, there are so many genetic implications here, so many genetic, every day this thing is modifying itself. So getting a shot going to do for you other than make a lot of money for the drug companies?
Yeah.
You don't
well,
know.
That's the thing. Unless there's some way to have some broad spectrum vaccine that could cover multiple strains, I don't really know. Maybe that's something Dr. Ken could talk about
to help us
get informed as we prepare for. I think we all individually are going to have to prepare to make that decision. Are we going to take the vaccine or not? And I think, I trust the doctors on this show, and I would love to hear both of their opinions as we move forward and get closer to that reality.
Well, there are people who put, in this circumstance, me and this program, you, Victoria, because you're guilty by association with me, of being irresponsible. Who the hell are you to tell me I'm irresponsible? I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you that I'm not going to get a shot. Period. I haven't ever had a flu shot, and I'm not starting now. I think there are a lot of different ways that you can prevent yourself from getting this and many other diseases that may be more impactful as these things mutate and change. Remember, this planet is covered with all kinds of viruses and bacteria that are attacking your body every minute of every day. And so to think, if you're silly enough to think that one shot is going to protect you from anything other than maybe this one virus, but it'll have mutated so many times between now and when the virus comes out, the news media has created. The news media makes lots of money. Look at how many ads there are in news programs, national and local, or regular TV and radio programs for all these drugs. Look at the amount of money that's being spent and made. And you can't tell me that this isn't part of what moves this along and why people have the attitude that they do. Anyway, there are a lot of holistic doctors around, and I doubt many of them will recommend. Certainly Jack Stockwell, who's our holistic guy, isn't going to recommend this. So anyway, it's an individual choice. I will never criticize you for getting whatever it is that you think you need to get on your own. But please educate yourself before you do something, especially in the name of protecting your family. I think that's an important thing. You know, there are a lot of, you can do for yourself. That's cool. But what do you know about the genetic makeup of your family and whether or not they should whether they should be taking this stuff or not? All right. I think, encourage people to think that. Wearing a mask in public? Absolutely. I believe in that. If you're not wearing a mask in public, I think that's impolite. I do. Mm-hmm. I don't. I think that it's.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just irresponsible.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Help yourself and help to keep it. And you know whether there's enough information there to make it seem like it makes good sense to do it. If you don't want to do it and you're creating an up yours, like that woman yesterday who walked into the store, we talked about her and coughed in a black baby's face. You know, there's ignoramuses everywhere. And I don't wish harm on anyone, even an ignoramus like that. But if she got the virus, it wouldn't surprise me. I think you create in your mind, you know, the anger that people have about things, a lot of things, that creates sickness in your body. And there are a lot of people who, I mean, rightfully, we should be angry, but put your anger in the right direction. And that's why I call it the Chinese government virus, or I just refer to it as the virus. But make no mistake about it, the Chinese government is completely behind this, and I wouldn't be surprised if the drug companies weren't in collusion. That's my way of
what's that old saying? You know, look to who benefits from it, and then that should tell you a whole lot about what's going on. And it's it remains to be seen who's really going to benefit, but we do know that pharmaceuticals are heavily entrenched with Chinese money. So, yeah, the World Health Organization, President Xi of China, his wife sits on the board. Why did no one talk about that? You know, it just, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm not, like I said, very little surprises me anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but, well, when you do this for a living, you get exposed to all kinds of different ideas that the average person doesn't. I would think a good conversation between you and your friends would be very stimulating, and your friends would want to know, because I'm betting you know a lot more about all of these things just by the virtue of what we do here conversationally. How we make our living is to dig around, find out things, and give people information, pass it along. News is hot. It is. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
News. Well, scratch news. Facts are a hot commodity. Here's a fact. If you want a bright white smile because you drink a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of thing, I think I should send you over to powerswabs.com. I've tried a lot of these tooth whitening systems over the years. I don't drink wine. I don't drink coffee. I drink a little bit of tea. But I still think that white smiles, nice bright teeth, are an enhancement. I think they're attractive. I think they tell a lot about you. And so if you have a problem, you need a solution to a brighter, whiter smile. And that's why Power Swabs comes to the surface here. You work on your... I yesterday was showing you, demonstrated in an audio way, snap open the tube and dab your teeth 5 minutes without any strips or trays. Your teeth start to whiten up. And repeat the process every 5 or 6 days until your teeth get to the point where you're really happy with them. You get 100% money-back guarantee when you go to powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10, and you'll save 40% from the manufacturer's suggested retail price of $99.85. And then you get $10 off more because you use the code DJV10. Buy it now and enjoy that beautiful, bright smile that you deserve. At powerswabs.com, best deal, DJV10. Use that code.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold, allergies like I have, or worse? How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker, it's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation. They can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shake your booty, Chucker. Is he doing it, Victoria? Is he shaking his booty?
I don't know. Does Chuck dance?
I don't know. It's kind of a scary thought now that you mention it.
Chuck Curry. To a wedding.
Chuck is our movie man. Knows more about DVDs and, well, they didn't even have DVDs anymore. Yeah, there's some. Movies, video. Yeah, there's still that stuff around. All right, so why are we shaking our booty there, Chucker?
That song was used in the 1984 summer hit, The Karate Kid. I was thinking about this the other day when Netflix picked up the rights to Cobra Kai, which is the third season in a spinoff show of the original movies. One of the best summer movies of all time, Karate Kid, back in 1984, and they used that song, really good song, Bananarama. Cool summer fit that movie very, very well. You know, there's a saying, they don't make movies like that anymore, Doug.
Yes.
Beginning, middle, end, story-driven, great characters that have done, you know, have lasted decade after decade. Different generations pick up on this stuff and really like that film. I like the sequel, too, the third sequel, not so much. But this series, Cobra Kai, which you said the other day, which will now air on Netflix, is a fantastic piece of television. The showrunners involved loved the original Karate Kid, and it shows in every frame of this TV show. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many television shows, you sort of tweaked my interest, have made it into movies successfully when you think about it? I was just watching, I've seen that Downton Abbey movie that came out last year maybe three or four times because I just love Downton Abbey.
I got to give a thought, but I can tell you right off the top of my head, My favorite all-time movie based on a TV show would be The Untouchables with Kevin Costner and Sean Connery.
Okay.
Brian De Palma directed that.
Yep.
I thought that was a perfect movie. Fugitive was a massive box office hit with Harrison Ford.
That was a good movie.
There's been a lot of them, some hits, some misses, but as long as they have viable properties that they could turn into features, you're going to see it.
Well, what's that, around today?
A good idea.
Well, you don't need a Law and Order movie, or do you? Would it be nice to have a movie?
I don't know. I mean, that's
Sam Waterston and some of those guys back again.
I don't know if it's necessary to do that.
Well, what's necessary?
Because I don't. What are they going to do? Why would they
want
to?
Wrestling isn't necessary, but yet it's all over TV. I mean,
it's not necessary. Seriously. What are you? Are you joking? Are you serious, sir? You sleep okay?
Excuse me. You have such a great sense of humor.
And let me ask you another question. Have you changed the channels, turned on wrestling, and watch him wrestle with no fans in the stands? It's a little bizarre, to say the least.
I gotta tell you, much to my surprise,
it actually looks a little fake.
No. Really? Oh, my God.
I might stop if there's a
couple of women wrestling, but I'm not going to watch those fat slobs bang around. Okay. It's a big way.
Okay.
But now, how many good wrestling movies have there been? Thinking about wrestling and movies, we certainly have wrestling stars who are in the movies. Cena, The Rock, that other guy, what's his name, begins with a B, that's been in a few movies lately.
Batista, really good. And listen, Roddy Piper, my all-time favorite wrestler, made a movie in 1980 called They Live, directed by John Carpenter, which has a huge cult following. I like that film.
Steve Austin has been in a number of movies too, hasn't he?
He's been in some. I wouldn't call him an appealing movie star though.
Nah,
but obviously Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the biggest of all, one of the biggest movie stars of this generation. But the other guy who's John Cena has gotten pretty popular.
He's gotten pretty popular. He's been in some dumb movies though. Most of the stuff The Rock is in at least has a mature storyline to it. The one with him getting beer up the, you know what?
There was a movie last year called Fighting with My Family, produced by the WWE, based on one of the female wrestlers. I thought it was one of the best.
Oh, that was a good movie.
The actress who played the lead was tremendously appealing.
It was
a good story. I liked it a lot.
Yep. Yeah, it
really
was a very
good
movie. Yeah.
And The Rock's little cameo was perfect. He was amazing in it, too.
Yeah. Well,
very entertaining movie and funny.
You be creative. Do some stuff. I'm just trying to think of some of the other shows. There's always a movie about the FBI. I wonder why Dick Wolf has never gone into movies. Look at how prolific he is when it comes to TV.
Probably doesn't need to. I mean, listen, he has a beautiful slice of life on TV, and why does he have to do? Why does he have to do anything else?
Why does he have to keep doing what he's doing? He keeps coming out with new TV shows. The guy's almost 80 years old, and he's still out there cooking.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.